This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. President, well, you just made some news saying you would support changing the filibuster rules to codify abortion rights broadly across the country.
Right to privacy, not just abortion rights, but yes, abortion rights.
They want to make this country into a banana republic where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
4, 10, 8, and 6.
I don't understand. Why do you win?
Because I win.
What's the name of that game, anyways?
I win.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios. We
need more women in positions of power. If Putin was a woman.
I'd like your candid opinion. Do you think that I could pass as a woman?
Well, it depends on two things.
Two things.
Mm-hmm. How dark the night and how bad their eyesight.
All right, guys. There's no such thing as a quick one. I'm out of here. Thank you all very much.
See you later, suckers. Meet me.
Pew! Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It's June 30th. That means it's the last day of the fiscal year 2022, and it's also the last day of the second quarter of calendar year 2022. And so the stock market just closed in New York, and the numbers are in for the last quarter, the last two quarters, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just they're brutal numbers. You just heard Kevin Frisbee say these are the worst numbers since the 70s. I think I just saw Chiron. It may be the worst month since 1970, actually. So it's this is over 50 years. The so far this year, NASDAQ, that's the tech market, is down 29.5%. Standard & Poor's Index down 20.6%. Dow Jones Industrial Average, that's the one most people watch, that's down 15.4% for the year. So these are brutal numbers. And Joe Biden, even as senile as he is no longer bragging about the fact that the stock market is at all-time highs. Because, of course, even someone as far gone as Joe knows that it's not. It's a bad time, and consumer spending is weaker than anticipated. Consumer confidence is at decades long lows, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. You know, we always talk about the weakness of the American political leadership. You know, you have senile Joe Biden at the top. You have cackling Kamala first in line of succession. Then you have Nancy Pelosi, who's 81, going on 181. And the fourth one in succession is the Senate pro tem, I guess they call him, the most senior U.S. senator, and that is Patrick Leahy of Vermont, at least until the new elections in November. He's not running for re-election. He's been in office, believe it or not, since 1975, and he's 82 years old, and now the guy that's third or fourth in line, depending on how you look at it, I guess, to the presidency. He broke his hip last night and is going to have surgery. The 82-year-old Democrat fell Wednesday night at his home in McLean, Virginia. He's going to have surgery to repair the hip. I didn't know this. Did you know he was, probably people in Vermont knew it, or most people did. He was born blind in one eye. The senator has had a lifelong struggle with reduced depth perception. his office statement said. He's taken some remarkable dingers over the years, but this one finally caught up with him. So he's the last guy, the last of the Democrats who was elected in 1974. That was the Watergate year. 844-500-4242. Just to give you a little break from the bleak economic news, we can let's have a little bit of one of my favorite rap stars. Spot 'em, got 'em. Yeah, we all know his famous hit, Beatbox. Play it later. We'll save that one for later. 844-500-4242. They're talking a lot about doing away with the filibuster again, or at least under special circumstances, which means whenever they don't get their way. So they want to do away with the filibuster so they can codify, whatever that means, Roe v. Wade. They had 50 years to codify, almost 50 years to codify Roe v. Wade, but they didn't bother to do it. So now they want to change the filibuster rules, and it's apparently not going to happen. I guess Manchin and Sinema, the two holdout Democrats from West Virginia and Arizona, respectively, have said they won't agree to it. But you know, it's really strange that when the Democrats were using the filibuster to stop Republican majorities and Republican presidents, they loved the filibuster. They lapped up the filibuster with a spoon. We have a supercut here of Democrats defending the filibuster. Cut 16.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
I'm committed to never voting to change the legislative filibuster.
That would be the end of the Senate.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problems that exist.
You cannot change the rules in the middle of the game because you do not like the outcome.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Change the rules in midstream to wash away 200 years of history.
Nothing at all will get done.
I don't think we ought to be coming in willy-nilly and changing the rules.
You can't change the rules in the middle of the game. Ideologues in the Senate want to turn what the founding fathers called the cooling saucer of democracy into the rubber stamp of dictatorship.
If you don't have 60 votes yet, it just means you haven't done enough advocacy and you need to work a lot harder.
It's ultimately an example of the arrogance of power.
Partisan power grab that will stomp on the rights of the minority and leave Congress fundamentally changed for the worse.
Preserve checks and balances so that no one party can do whatever it wants.
It'll be a doomsday for democracy.
The one most important rule that requires compromise, requires working across the aisle.
It is a fundamental power grab.
We'll not stand by when a party drunk with power tries to overturn 200 years of precedent.
Ending the filibuster is a very dangerous thing to do.
You recognize most of those voices. So the lesson here is that the Democrats were against doomsday before they were for doomsday. They were for preserving checks and balances before they were against preserving checks and balances. They were against partisan power grabs before they were for partisan power grabs. They were against changing rules in the middle of the game or the middle of the stream before they were for changing the rules in the middle. So, you know, again, though, consistency is the hobgoblin of, is the foolish consistency of small minds, as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, and it's only Republicans are expected to be consistent in their statements, not Democrats. It's totally unnecessary. 844-500-4242. It's just amazing how bad the situation is with Biden in command here. We'll take some calls when we come back about this. And again, but again, this is a terrible ending to the fiscal year in the second quarter, with the stocks way down, and no end in sight. And David Axelrod, a well-known Democrat apologist, and operative. He is not really saying much about what kind of job Biden is doing here. Let's play cut four from David Axelrod.
When the president got into those questions, gas prices and inflation and abortion rights, there was a lot less of that certainty, a lot less of that emphatic nature of his initial presentation on NATO, because he doesn't have great answers.
I didn't get a lot of reassurance from Dementia Joe when he was talking about NATO. He said that we would support Ukraine until they were victorious in their war with Ukraine. He confused Sweden and Switzerland. He confused
NATO and Russia.
NATO and Russia. We'll play all those cuts when we come back, and we'll take your calls. It was a pathetic performance by a pathetic human being. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. They could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right about now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you're a value shopper like Officer Mark Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get your $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. None of the Democrats are declaring that the Supreme Court is illegitimate for siding with the Brandon administration and ending the Remain in Mexico policy to allow thousands, maybe millions more of illegal alien future members of the underclass and future welfare dependents wards of the state to come into the country. They love that. They're all in favor of that because they think they're going to be good Democrat voters, you know. They just want a handout. That's what they want coming into the country. If they thought these people were going to vote Republican, they would be they'd be building the wall with their own hands. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show VIP experience. We've opened up more dates for the month of July, which starts tomorrow. Get a catered dinner, free autographed books, a T-shirt, and watch the show live in studio. Book your VIP experience at HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP experience tab right now. And by the way, we also have a few of those Aviva Trattoria gift certificates left at HowieCarrShow.com. Just a handful left, but they're available. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and you can get a $50 gift certificate to Aviva Trattoria for $25. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the January 6th committee call on the two Secret Service agents to refute Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony?
The key word is refute. No, this is what you would do in a real trial if you had opposing counsel, you know, if you had a defense and a prosecution, but you don't. So it's a show trial, a kangaroo court, a star chamber, whatever you want to call it. The answer is no.
98% say no.
Yeah. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I really see a wholesale change in this Congress coming this year.
I hope so.
You know, I only pray that they get more of those Trump Republicans in there, because the silence from McConnell and McCarthy is deafening about this. And you had a caller a day or two ago that brought up the fact that, honestly, the Republican establishment wants Donald Trump to go away. And
I agree.
Know, I look at Donald Trump, the first Republican I ever voted for was Romney in 2012. Ever since 1980, I've always voted Democrat for president because of my union affiliation. But, you know, Barack Obama told a union guy like me the summer of 2008, something that was near and dear to my heart. The first thing, and he told it to an AFL-CIO convention. He said, the first thing I will do as president is renegotiate the NAFTA trade agreement, which was unfair to the American worker. And I heard that, and I wasn't a liberal then, but I thought, you know, damn, you know, he's right. And in 8 years, Hussein Obama never lifted a finger to do anything about NAFTA. Trump came in. What did he do? He told Mexico, no, you are going to renegotiate this.
Tom, I must be more jaded than you, because I've been a union member. I was a union member most of my working life, and I didn't buy this BS after like about 1979, you know? I mean, I knew that those guys went down to Bal Harbor every January for their big convention, and they're all wearing big pinky rings, and they got busted capillaries, and they weigh 300 pounds. And I'm just, you know, schlepping it in Boston through the cold. I didn't buy any of that crap. Unions are okay, somewhat, but I'm not going to let them tell me how to vote. That's for sure.
No, and neither am I. But like I say, that what Trump did, you know, his promises. Okay, he had a Republican Congress his first 2 years that Paul Ryan pretty much threw him under the bus.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
He would not allow Trump to pass a remittance fee that, hey, if you're going to send money back out of the country, you're going to pay for this wall. Okay, he wouldn't allow that. And so that's when, you know, Trump, when we were having the influx of the caravans, he told Mexico, hey, if you don't stop these caravans, I'm going to put a 25% on a tariff on any vehicle built in your country.
Right.
And honestly, he's the only president. I mean, Bill Clinton somewhat, but he's the only president that really has followed.
He knows how to, you know, he spent his life negotiating with the union. And a lot of the unions he was negotiating with were mob controlled in New York City. And he knew how to cut a deal. The art of the deal. That was the title of his book. Thanks for the call, Tom. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. Listen, I got a solution for the high gas prices, the economy, inflation, food shortages. It's a two-pronged theory. Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
Number one, vote Republican in the November election. And number two, vote Donald J. Trump in 2024.
Thank you. 781 says, don't you think it's time to have a Trump or DeSantis poll question of the day? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Maybe next week we'll have one. I don't know. I don't want to get into the mainstream media game here. You know, they're trying to sow discontent. It's like they're this Quinnipiac poll today in Georgia saying that Kemp is running neck and neck with Stacey Abrams, and that Warnock is 10 points ahead of Herschel Walker. Who the hell believes that? I don't want to play the BS mainstream media, deep state, state-run media game here, you know, and they're just trying to turn the two guys, the two big guns of the Republican Party against one another. 844-500-4242. It's Officer Mark. Switzerland has those deep water fords that the Nazis used in World War II. Remember when Trump lunged at Macron at the last NATO summit? Right. Remember, Trump was just lecturing them, and that was a scandal. But this guy just stumbles around, doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, and it's okay. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We got a lot of Biden cuts to get to. We're going to take a lot of calls, but I just want to play a few of these cuts as we go through the day here. Biden confused Switzerland and Sweden. We played that earlier. He mentioned Finland and Sweden, and he talked about the two countries that now seem to be poised to join the North American Treaty Organization, NATO. Cut three.
Two countries with a long tradition of neutrality and choosing to join NATO.
What did he say? Neutrality?
Two countries with a long tradition of neutrality.
Neutrality. Neutrality. Okay, cut six.
And all of this is against the backdrop of our response to NATO's, to Russia's aggression.
Whose aggression? NATO's or Russia's? He can't even read what's prepared for him in his teleprompter. Cut eight.
But he's getting exactly what he did not want. He wanted the Finlandization of NATO. He got the NATOization of Finland. Just think about this. That's what he thought. Now NATO and Sweden are closer than ever to joining, and this will occur. We're more united than ever.
He said, think about that. I'm thinking about it. The Finlandization. How does the translator give that message to
the actions taken by Putin were attempt to use my phrase, to Findalize all of Europe.
The Findalize. Yesterday he said the Fiddleization.
I was asked about this one, about Finland and Sweden, when each of their leaders came to the White House. And I said, Putin was looking for the Finlandization of Europe.
The Finlandization of Europe. The Finlandization. Cut seven.
Because when the United States and G7 countries put skin in the game, it helps bring millions of dollars up to, before it's all over, up to possibly $1 trillion of private sector money off the sidelines.
Whatever you say, Brandon, whatever you say. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, that was a good call from that union member. But when he faulted the Republican establishment for not defending Trump, I'm sorry about that too. But I mean, Trump went out of his way to get in fights with everybody: McConnell, Barr, Pence, Sessions. I mean, he doesn't seem to establish any kind of alliances with anybody anywhere.
But they didn't help him either. You know, I mean, one hand washes the other, Steve. You know, I mean, you gotta show some support for him. I mean, look at take Sessions, for example. I mean, he was a former U.S. attorney. He was a pretty courageous guy when he was the U.S. attorney from Alabama. He sought the death penalty against some Klansmen who'd murdered a black guy. And when he got into the attorney general's position, he just went into the fetal position. He did nothing for Trump, and McConnell, he gave McConnell's wife a cabinet secretary's job, and he didn't really reciprocate all that much either. And you didn't even mention Paul Ryan. I mean, Paul Ryan was a snake in the grass.
Howie, I'm not sure that these midterm elections there's going to be a red wave. But I wish Donald Trump would do his best to unify the party so that there is a red wave and not so discontent and division between it in it.
Well, you don't expect him to endorse Liz Cheney, do you? Come on, Steve. He's gone. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi.
I
wanted to point out that it hasn't been pointed out already that this economic downturn, of course, is really Trump's fault. Because, of course, if he hadn't had this booming economy and built it all up so well, it wouldn't have had so far to fall.
Why hadn't I thought of that, Bill? Is this the new talking point this afternoon on MSNBC and CNN, and I just haven't been watching? It sounds like a usable point for them.
I thought of this one all by myself. And another thing, did you see yesterday? I saw an article about they had to come out because of the court. They had to come out and open up some federal leasing for oil.
Yeah,
And I read the article, and it's like, well, yeah, they're going to do it. And they talked about like 200 square miles here and 49 square miles there, but that they're going to, they're bumping the royalties up 50% for, you know, since 1920s, the royalties for kickback to the government, basically. For
right.
The leases.
Right.
It's been
I mean, anything they can do if they can't, legitimately shut down the leasing altogether because there's a piping plover or a polar bear or something. They just try to think up other ways to shut it down. I guess they're trying to shut down one of the largest fields in the country on the grounds that it's not observing the pollution standards of the Environmental Protection Agency, even though the Environmental Protection Agency got slapped down today. I mean, they just don't give up. Whenever they lose a Supreme Court decision, the first thing they say is it's rigged, it's illegitimate, we have to abolish or expand the Supreme Court. The second thing they say is, well, we'll just get around it with an executive order. I mean, they never accept that they could lose, you know? But it's like, they always say that the younger generations are spoiled because everybody got a participation trophy in the youth athletic leagues. But now it's more than a participation trophy. The Democrats have to win or the game is not legitimate. Thanks for the call, Bill. That's a good line, though. It's Trump's fault that the economy has fallen so far because he made it so good. If it was still the Obama economy, no one would notice the difference. It would just be, a continuing flat line. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, that last call was obviously a long time listening to you and to the former Rush Limbaugh, the great, because he's thinking properly, he's thinking clearly. But, another thing, too, that I can't believe that no one's really grabbed on to is that what Donald Trump actually said on January 6th was, I know you're going to the Capitol. He didn't say go to the Capitol. He didn't tell anybody to do anything. He knew they were going to march in the Capitol, as did everybody else. And the only reason it got violent was because the government made it violent.
Yeah, and I think he said in his Newsmax interview, he said, why would I want to let armed people into an area where I was going to be speaking? It's insane. And Dave, the other point is, the New York Times had a big headline after this woman, Cassidy Hutchison, testified. And they said Trump wanted armed protesters to go to the Capitol. Well, Dave, they didn't find any arms, did they? So it's kind of a moot point whether he wanted armed people there or not. Even if he did, no one was armed. They didn't find any weapons. And nobody ever mentions that either, do they?
No, because, the only violence that happened was perpetrated by the government and by that Capitol police officer who shot an unarmed woman, really.
Right. Right. And the shooting was recorded. I'd forgotten this until today. I was reading some stories about what happened. The Antifa guy, John Sullivan, who was out on bail for participating in one of the George Floyd arson, rioting, looting sprees in Utah, I believe. And he recorded it on his cell phone. And now it turns out that the Senate sergeant at arms at the time, he resigned the next day. But he's the one who died just this week. He apparently, in his testimony to Congress, said that he believed that outside agitators were involved in fomenting the rioting that went on January 6th. And it's unclear whether he was referring to the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers or all these mystery men that the FBI doesn't seem interested in running down, like the guys like the Ray Epps character from Arizona, or the mysterious guy who planted the two pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC, and then spoke on the cell phone. But oddly, they haven't been able to trace his cell phone, have they? 844-500-4242-978. Here's my wish list. Trump announces he won't run again, and he gives Liz Cheney a job as a waitress in Mar-a-Lago. Keep her away from my table. That's all I can say, 978. I don't think she'd be a very good waitress. I think she's got an attitude. You can't have an attitude and be a good waitress. Stan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stan.
Thank you. Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, said thousands of new troops are going to be sent to the eastern flank to protect Eastern Europe. And then Joe Biden steps up and says Washington is going to send an entire battalion to Poland, the first United States forces located on NATO's eastern flank. Think about this. We're not even talking about how many billions of dollars this is going to involve over and above the $50 billion we've spent so far. I mean, in a country that is suffering terrible inflation, how can we keep doing this? How can we keep stepping up? I mean, we're doing our part, but what bothers me most of all, Howie, there's no mention of any other country, how many troops they're going to send, and what they're going to do. It's all about the United States is going to step up and do this.
I know. You know, this is the whole thing, I would add to that. You know, now they're all excited that Sweden and Finland are going to join NATO. I mean, that just means we have two more countries to protect. I mean, are they going to chip in? Do you think Sweden is going to do anything? I don't think so. No, neither of them are going to do anything. You're right. And you know, even worse than the inflation, how about the fact that our own southern border is undefended, that we're being invaded, that it's an army of people who are going to be dependent on the people who already live here, and who are also bringing drugs that are killing more than 100,000 Americans a year into the country. And they're doing nothing to stop this. They don't care. They don't care. 844-500-4242. Does the current nationwide shortage of infant formula have you asking, what next? Did you know that nearly 100% of our nation's supply of antibiotics is produced outside the United States, mainly in China and India? If we can't control our own domestically produced baby formula, what about all of the life-saving medications produced overseas? Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in a matter of weeks. Thankfully, there is a new service to help you prepare for just such an event. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a pack of five different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections. Every household needs at least one Jace case, J-A-S-E, Jace. Go to jasemedical.com, that's jasemedical.com right now, and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off at jasemedical.com, J-A-S-E, jasemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
Well, take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
So, Joe Biden today, before he left the G7, he put the blame for the ongoing calamity that is his administration precisely where it belonged, as always. Cut number 19.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Where the hell did he get that from, Taylor?
Well, you know, they got Pulitzer Prizes for this. Russia, Russia, Russia.
844 800-500-4242. What do you like? What kind of ice cream do you like to have on your at your 4th of July cookout or party? Some people like...
Hopefully free ice cream.
Well, of course. That goes without
saying. Am I getting free ice cream on Monday?
I don't know. But, you know, Joe Biden just suddenly randomly mentioned the type of frozen product in the middle of a long, rambling, incoherent answer. Cut 17.
We've delegated, commissioned a group of our national security people to sit down and work out that mechanism.
We've delegated a large number, gelato.
It's like Liz Cheney, the waiter, came up to him in the middle of his speech and he said, I'll have the sherbet.
He also tried to explain dropping the gas tax. Cut 18. This is to the New York Times.
It's estimated we could bring down tomorrow, if they Congress agreed and the states agreed, we could bring down the price of oil about $1 a gallon at the pump in that range. And so we could have immediate relief in terms of the reduction of the elimination of temporary elimination of the gas tax.
$1? What's the federal tax is 18 cents. I don't know. It's 23 cents state in Massachusetts. I think the average is about 30 cents. So I'm glad adding average of 30 cents and 18 cents. I'm not even coming up with half a dollar, but he says it will cut it $1. I think this is what George W. Bush used to call fuzzy math. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
You know, all the people in charge right now, which happen to be Democrats, Pelosi, Biden, Mills up here in Maine, they are fighting tooth and nail, along with the rest of them, and some terrible rhino Republicans. They're fighting President Donald Trump's agenda, which was a strong southern wall that kept us, our country, safe.
Right.
Inflation was less than 2%. Please, people, don't forget these things.
That's what I said, January 6th. What you need to really remember the gas prices, remember the secure southern border, remember your balance in your 401k, remember the full employment there was. It was just a good, solid country. Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. It was in good shape. Now it's not. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, just a quick response to Steve that called in. I mean, I know he's well-intentioned, but here's the bottom line. Trump was a political novice. AOC, as much as I hate to admit it, was a political novice. Those two people were not elected because things were going well. And the Republican establishment, I just looked at the numbers. Last year, the federal government spent $6.2 trillion. Donald Trump had trouble getting $4 billion out of them for the wall. And here's another example. Chuck Schumer's daughter works at Google. And you know who else works at Google? A lot of Mike Lee's ex-staffers. The problem is they wanted Donald Trump's voters, who are fed up with the way the country's been run for
all those people that were connected in the Sussman trial, one way or another. During the interregnum period between Obama and Biden, when Trump was there, they all had jobs with places like Google or Twitter, you know, or Facebook. It's like a revolving door, John, between the deep state and big tech. It's the same. It's 1984. Big tech has become the Ministry of Truth. It's a lot more powerful now than the state-run media ever was. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.